we presenting this teaching tonight? We've decided that what we've learned with the Cartman's drama triangle is so important that it is sort of a universal pattern, and we've been able to see implications for that in our relationships and in our corporate community and in leadership dynamics with members in so many different ways that it's just really turned on the light for a lot of people. So we decided that it would be really important to share this, and we just don't have time for all of us to be together and share this with all the different leadership communities that we're in touch with. So we were thankful for the opportunity here that Rick is providing to get together and record this. And we want to be able to share this because we see so many struggles within Messianic communities across the country and even really internationally. There have been too many fellowships that seem to fall apart after their initial enthusiasm. There have been too many fellowship leaders that are really feeling exhausted and have put an end because they can't see a way of sorting out the relationship dilemmas that come up. And sometimes underneath, it's even if they haven't erupted to the point that the group comes apart, it is enough that it defiles that sense of unity and the echad, oneness, that we believe Abba Father wants us to have with one another. And we're seeing that as we get closer and closer to the end of this age, because there is increasing dysfunction and because there's just more and more coldness in people, it does seem that as people come into fellowship, they are often people who have a lot of issues and they've been hurt or betrayed or traumatized in many ways. And we don't always see that on the surface. They might look perfectly fine, but after we get to know them for a while, we start experiencing some emotional double binds and struggles, and we don't quite know what to do with them. So our hope is that what we've been being taught over these last number of years, we will be able to put words to and will help other people recognize the same dilemmas and emerge from them without damage. And everybody's nodding.
Yep. Can't hear that on the recording, huh?
No.
And I do believe, Barb, that that is part of the purpose that Abba Father has brought us together. All of us has mm-hmm. brought all of us together because He has given us these struggles to endure and persevere through and learn from. And if the struggles that we have been through can in any way help another group of Messiah's body, then those struggles are just well worth it. Not only for our own growth and strength in our community in Messiah Yeshua, but also to help others, because that is indeed part of our mission statement, to come alongside others.
I know from my experience in being in leadership in a Christian church, there were so many people who came in with struggles, and the leadership really did not know what to do with them. And
they sent them to you.
They ended up sending them to me. Yes, and I knew I wasn't. Yeah, I knew I wasn't enough. But so often I've seen where they would just push people aside. They were the problem people, and or like you said, Barb, the leadership would put so much effort into these people and they'd be worn out and there'd be no changes. So I could see this as I was working in a church, that something was missing. There was something, there had to be more to help these people.
I remember you saying when you first came that as much as you loved and considered each person you stood with as your friend, you also would have liked a little more backup around you to be supportive.
Oh, yes. I knew I wasn't enough. I'm a nurturer, mercy-type person, but I knew they needed more than just that.
Mm-hmm. They needed equipping with this type of information.
Yes, exactly.
That's what our leaders around the country are lacking, too. They don't have the training that Barb was speaking about earlier. If you have the spiritual training, but you don't have any understanding about the workings of a person's mind or will or emotions, you only have half the information. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this information that we're presenting tonight will fill in some of those gaps.
Exactly.
2 years ago, I did a survey with a great deal of assistance from both Marilyn and Janelle of Messianic Fellowship leaders across the country. And I think we had a couple of international ones.
Yes,
wasn't
we
it? Australia and Canada, and I think one from Africa. And I set up a list of concerns that we have seen just from talking with various people and asked them to rate the degree of satisfaction that they were experiencing in each of these areas on a scale of 1 to 5. And we discovered that the same types of difficulties that we hear in one area are the same all across the country, and in fact internationally. And then more recently, Marilyn has been being a correspondent for us among Messianic prisoners. And as they have filled out a similar survey for coming into Torah, we've also seen some of the same concerns there, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So doing this background and then getting to know Messianic Fellowship leaders across the country through conferences and recently a gathering of leadership who is specifically interested in developing more community, neighborhood-type fellowship, not just a group that would meet once a week, but a group that would live in community, these concerns have been confirmed to be the same all across the board. And when we've been able to present this teaching in an in-person conference and in a teleconference recently, the response was just so overwhelmingly positive.
Yes.
That people have just been thankful that they could have a way to view what's going on and to understand what their role in it might be, for good or not for good, and to know that there's a way to step out of it without causing further damage. We are very grateful to Dr. Stephen Cartman, who originally developed this concept.